Yes.
Okay. Steve, you can do this.
Yes, you
Okay.
can.
Bunny,
Yes.
I have been putting this off for long enough. I need to have a conversation with you here on the podcast, and I have been avoiding discussing it
Okay.
because this is a topic that I would normally joke about. This is a topic that I would normally, I would
Is
do it
it
on.
feminine freshness?
No, I would
Oh.
do it on the podcast as a funny monologue or like a bit,
Yeah.
but I'm not doing that. But now I need to be like serious
Uh-oh.
here. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Bunny.
Yes.
We have a ghost in our house.
Okay. Does it have a name?
No, it does not.
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of.
Has it been making you sit down on the floor and eat pie?
No.
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 Thank God for fucking that.
There's no other way to say it, Bunny. There is a fucking ghost in our goddamn house. This is obviously something that I would normally bust on, but
Yeah.
no, Bunny. We have what we believe to be a small ghost child living in our
A
house.
small ghost child.
Yes.
Why is she crying?
So yeah, we have the grim specter of a ghost child living in our house. Now let me lay out the proof in the pudding. My youngest daughter, who is currently two,
Yes.
she has been talking with, discussing with, and interacting with a ghost or ghosts. She will talk to the ghost and let the ghost into a room. Help me out here, honey. Help me out here, honey. Like, if you can give me
Okay.
one or two specific examples of this.
The first time she did it, that I noticed was Lauren and I were in the bedroom, and Eleanor was in the bedroom with us, and we were talking, and then she gets up and she goes to the door and she opens the door and tells whoever is not there, because there was nobody there, to go ahead and come in.
Okay.
And then she like backed up, opened the door, and then shut the door. Which was weird enough in itself, but I didn't think much of it until I was in the bedroom with Amber. I'm pretty sure it's just the pattern on that I'm reacting to.
I stood there for a second.
I was in the room with Amber. Was it great? Were you in the room with me when she did it? No, it was just her and I.
Oh, she's done it
Eleanor,
while I've been in
yeah,
here.
she's done it when the same thing when Amber was in there, because Amber freaked out. She said, "Don't you do this to me. Don't you do this to me, Eleanor."
Don't you put the curse on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. And then Eleanor and I were in the room by ourselves. I was on my computer, she was on her tablet, and it was completely quiet in the room. And she just randomly just puts her tablet down, which, if you know Eleanor, that's not something that she does. She just put the tablet down, got off the bed, opened the door, said, "What do you want?
Okay.
Come on in." "Oh, okay, kid." And then walks down the hall and then comes back to my room, shuts the door, gets on the bed, and gets back on our tablet like nothing happened.
Okay.
Yeah. And no, you eat that or you don't get anything else. Then I'm at work and Bella texts me. Well, that morning, Eleanor decided to wake up with me when I had to get up to go to work. And I sat her down with a bowl of cereal at her table and I turned on the living room light. Steve was sitting at the table, Max was in his room, and then I walked to the kitchen
I
and
can verify this story. Okay.
I walked back over by Eleanor and I noticed that the living room light was off. And I asked Steve why he turned it off.
I had been sitting in front of my computer writing notes for the podcast and did not move at all. I didn't even notice that the light was on or off. I was just sitting down.
And Eleanor didn't do it, because if she'd done it, she would have had to have gotten off of the
table out of her seat around the couch, got on the couch, and turned off the light. And we would have noticed that.
Yes.
And she wouldn't have been back to her seat by the time I walked back to the, towards the living room. I didn't think anything of it. Just turned the light back on, walked down the hall. Later that day, Bella texts me that she heard Eleanor in the hallway by herself. She said, hold on, let me pull up the text message.
Yeah, so we can get specific about this.
I can tell you very, you know, word for word what Bella said to me, if I can find it. Here she is. She said, where is it? Okay, I just heard Ellie say, you're a ghost. I can see you. Hey, everybody?
What's that?
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so she heard Eleanor in the hallway with nobody else around say that. And Steve had something that
The other day, she was playing on the tablet, and she was playing a, like, a specific, like, animal. She was on that one app where all it does is show her dinosaur music videos. Mm-hmm. She's been on that a lot lately. And so she was on that app, no other app. She was just on the app with sing-along dinosaur songs. And she's sitting there watching the dinosaur videos and then occasionally singing along to it. And then I heard the laughter of a child that wasn't her.
Ooh.
Wasn't something I thought about now later when I'm, oh shit, that didn't come from the app because it doesn't it come from her. I heard laughter.
Yeah.
I heard
yeah.
the laughter.
And one of those early mornings when she woke up the same time I did before Steve had to wake up, she laid on Steve and just like there while I was getting ready. The room was quiet. And she looks at me, she says, what's that noise? So, that knocking.
Yeah.
You hear knocking? Who's knocking? I don't know, Mom. Who's knocking? And she said, I don't know. Do you want to answer the door, Eleanor?
Maybe we should.
No. She was just too tired to get up. But she told Steve was right there with me.
Uh-huh.
And she asked us who was knocking at the door. But there was no, we heard nothing. So, and oh yeah, I was sitting where Steve's sitting. There was nobody around me, and the damn keychain. We have these magnetic keychains on our fridge.
Yeah.
Keep our keys. There was nobody around, and the damn keychain moved. Like the whole thing, the magnet, not the keys, the magnet.
Yeah.
So I'm just.
A lot of things move and fall too,
to God,
stuff
they
like
followed
that.
Me to work 2 days ago.
You think the ghost followed you to work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Okay.
Because like things were happening.
I kept hearing things in my car on the way to work.
Okay.
Yeah, I listen to NPR, so it's a lot of talking.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm going to hear, you know, movement in my car, over because and it's that's caused by NPR. So I kept hearing things in my car and I just ignored it. Whatever. You know, it's like fucking crazy o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like trying to get my client's attention or watching my client or something. And my boss, she said, that ball just started moving. And I turned back around and the purple bounce, we have a purple bouncy ball that we have. And it was rolling.
Huh.
There was no child around it because I was facing the only two children in the room.
But Eleanor's not there either.
But Eleanor's not there.
Yeah.
I don't know if the ghost is, I don't know, I don't think it's specifically attached to Eleanor, but I think that Eleanor's the only person that can see it.
It cannot be personally attached to Eleanor, nor is it a poltergeist because you can't get poltergeists out of the house.
See, and that's the thing is because I'm not going to lie, I did fucking research on it. And also my afternoon client, she's native. Well, yeah, she's native. My afternoon client, her son is the one I work with, and I told her about it. And she asked if we had brought Eleanor anywhere in the hospital, like to a hospital or to a cemetery recently.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't believe we did. I can't in recent memory remember time that we did. And this is all Steve brought them to a park that's near a cemetery the other day, but that was after all this started.
Yeah.
Because she said that she's heard the elders talk about how things will follow children home from cemeteries and hospitals. And she asked me if I had any sage or, what did I tell you they burn, the Seminole tribes burn?
Well, you're white, cedar. So pumpkin cedar. Spice.
Cedar. No, cedar or sage. No, you know, I remember the cedar because she told me a story about how one of her crazy-ass cousins burned cedar wood chips and started their living room on fire instead of burning a bundle of cedar. Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? So, yeah, she asked her mom if it would work for white folks. And her mom said, well, as long as they believe, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if it's a wandering ghost and it will follow people or what, but I swear it followed me to work that day.
In my mind, me being me, the ghost is actually Casey Affleck in a sheet with two holes cut into it. Ghost will just stay in our house until someone eats an entire pie on the floor of the kitchen.
Yeah. That's more of what I would suspect.
Yeah, you should watch them film a ghost story. It's so bad. It's kind of.
When I experienced a ghost, it was when I was sick, and the day I planted myself in mom's 10 years bed, and then Eleanor got off the bed and she went to the door. She opened it. She's like, "Who's there?" And she's like, "Oh, come in." And I just looked at mom and I was like,
"That's mom."
And mom was like, "Oh no, she's been doing this." She's like, what? Yeah, my first instinct is to like. Throw the kid.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking. If there was a choice of you know, all of your family dies and you only have three cloning pods.
Shut up, buddy.
Eleanor is not coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't get rid of the kid. So now I know what the family feels like.
Yeah.
When they're like, let's save the kid. I don't know. Yeah. I love her. The ground instinct is to run.
But she's cavorting with Satan. I mean, you know, cute is cute, and childhood antics are one thing. You know? But this is going too far.
There's also a lot of banging in the house and things fall that were perfectly fine. But I want to take this time to say that like I'm the most skeptical of everyone in the family. Yeah. And yet there are some things that I have a hard time explaining away. Yeah. But I want to take this time to say we're not watching The Sixth Sense over here. And I can hear someone say, I can hear like a naysayer, a sayer of nay saying, oh, well, Steve's wife loves Supernatural, so Steve's child is just parroting Supernatural. Eleanor sees something on Supernatural, and now she's acting it out, and all that sort of thing. But no, that definitely does not make sense if you know goddamn Supernatural, because she's not imagining demons, she's not imagining angels, she's not eating pie, my daughter is not pretending to be a rough, rugged man with a secret hard-on for an angel in a trench coat. An angel's death saved us all from an apocalypse, funny, a Stonehenge apocalypse.
Yes.
If you know Supernatural, then there's no way that she's copying Supernatural, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Love you, bye.
Yes, honey. You seem like you're chomping at the bit to mention something. Okay.
Of course,
yeah.
I'm chomping at the bit.
Okay.
Misha.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I'm totally training my kid at the clinic to recognize who Misha is. She asks me to look on my phone.
Gotcha. Okay.
She's
looking at
that. Okay. I'm listening to an amazing podcast right now. First time I've ever listened to a podcast in my life. Yes, it's because Misha's on it.
Okay. You just started already. I'm hurt.
I'm offended. I don't need to listen to your podcast. I'm a part of it.
Okay.
What's that podcast got that our podcast doesn't?
Misha Collins.
Oh my God, he's in the goddamn show so much though. This show.
Yeah, but you don't have him.
Okay.
He's the one who's not coming on. Okay, it's not like we're sitting back and being like, no, Misha Collins can never be on the Pope on Film podcast. Okay, we're not saying that. He's the bitch who's not coming on.
Y'all contacted him. He might, it's a fucking shot in the dark, but he might be coming on the podcast for Stonehenge Apocalypse. Get out of the
bridge! Bunny says he doesn't have the balls. You tell him that.
Out of here while Dad was worried.
You're fine, baby.
Stop. Okay. No, it's called The Angel of Vine. And I was like, I don't listen to podcasts. It's not really my thing. Although I did tell Steve the other day I was going to start listening to Alan Alda's podcast, Clear and Vivid. But I haven't. So it's a fictional crime story about an murder that happened in Hollywood in the 50s. And I didn't expect to get into it as much as I did. I'm halfway done with it because there's only 10 episodes. And it's about a detective, an ex-cop who turned private investigator, who got the closest anybody ever has to solving this cold case and who never told anybody that. And so when he, after his death, his daughter and his granddaughter find all of his tapes and stuff. And
that sounds familiar. Is it the Black Dahlia case?
I
saw a preview or something.
I don't know if I'm as familiar enough with the Black Dahlia case to say yes or no.
Yeah.
But this specific podcast, it's all made up. It's all fictional.
Oh, okay.
I know. I literally searched it because the way that they describe how they found the girl.
Yeah.
It was like she was killed in another location. Her body was meticulously cleaned. The killer brushed her teeth and everything.
Yeah.
And her back was cut open, her spine removed, put in the shape of a halo above her head, and her ribs turned outward into the shape of wings, and her blood splattered out to make like for bigger wings. It was amazing, and I was like, holy shit, this is fake, right? This is totally fake, right? Because if it's not fake, I have to see that picture. It's totally fictional, but it's totally good. I didn't like when Misha finally arrived on the podcast. I was like, oh shit, yeah, I'm listening to this because of Misha.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a great podcast. It totally sucked me in. It's almost like reading a fictional nonfiction true crime novel.
Yeah,
on audio tape, if that makes any sense. Yeah.
So any sense of this creature's name floating around the house or anything like that?
None that we can decipher. And I told Steve that I'm not going to go with my first white person impulse and buy a Ouija board.
Okay.
Good. That is good. So that's what's going on in our house. We have a ghost. That's fun.
Yes.
It's fun, yo. So, I talk to it. I do. Every morning when I leave, like, because on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have to be at work at 7, which means I leave at 6. And so before I walk out the door, I'll just be like, hey, don't worry about family and be good.
Yeah. So that's good. You good, Bunny? Bunny, are you all right?
Did the ghost get you?
Oh my god, the ghost got Bunny.
Shit.
Oh my god. We shouldn't have mentioned the ghost. Oh, cheese and sprinkles. Baby is screaming for you. The baby's in Maxwell's room, and of course that can't happen, and yada, yada, yada.
I really wish somebody wouldn't have taken the fucking handle off the door.
I was sick and tired of having to open the door for him every single solitary time.
Now we just have to deal with this.
Yeah. I hope Bunny's okay. I hope we're recording, because that ghost bit will be difficult to repeat. Now I'm nervous. Bunny, are you okay? God. Uh, I got to get the strobe light. Oh no. Maybe we can hold a seance and try and talk with Bunny. See if we can get him from the other side.
No, I'm dead. Leave me alone. If anything qualifies as my time, it's being dead.
Right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, leave people alone. If they're dead, they don't, you know, they don't really want to hear from you.
Yeah. Unless right before you moved from the house, you wrote a note on a piece of paper and then put it inside of the house, because then the ghost will come back and try and get the note.
Yes.
That's what I've learned from the film A Ghost Story. It cost $100,000 to make, and it looks like it. God, I love that movie so much. It's so bad. So we've got a full episode to go. We've got Steve Stubbs, Bunny Versus, Steve's Historical Approximations, and of course a movie to get around to eventually. But before we get to any of that, maybe we should take a break.
We should take a break.
All right, then. We will be right back with more of the Pop on Flim after these commercial massages. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. And break.